Hi,
Love
guys.
Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, and tonight is a very special night for me, and it should be for everyone who's tuned in tonight. I have the honor of being blessed with some great individuals, and I'm going to introduce the first one, which is Mr. Ken Haran. How are you tonight?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me here.
Definitely. Thank you so much for, you know, offering your insight to everyone who's tuned in tonight, and for those who will recap later on, you know, this is a very important moment for me, and I'm just glad that you're part of it. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So what are we going to start off with, Ken?
We are going to spend about 10 minutes giving just a quick overview of social media. What the heck is it? Why do you care? We've all seen everyone, you know, Facebook this, Twitter this. Many of us run small businesses. We have a brand. We have our music. We have our art. We have different things that, quite honestly, we want an audience. We want to reach out to people, but not everyone knows how to do it and how to do it effectively. So if I may, I'd love to share just a couple things to get people started.
Please do. Please do. And for all those that are tuned in, please get your pens and your papers and take notes on this, because I am. So please go ahead, Ken.
And what I will do, I will tweet this out, so if anyone who misses anything or comes in halfway through, you can get all of this on Twitter at Ken Haran, K-E-N-H-E-R-R-O-N. So let's go ahead and jump right in. What is this thing called social media? It's simple. It's just another way to communicate. It's another way to reach the people who are passionate about the things you're passionate about, who are interested in the things you're interested about, and quite honestly, who care about the things that you care about and that are important to you. So what makes social media different and, quite honestly, more powerful than the other forms of media? And by other forms of media, you can pay for advertising, you can do PR or public relations, you have a mailing list, you collect people's emails and you communicate to them that way, is that now anyone can have a powerful voice. It truly is a David and a Goliath. It doesn't mean if you're one person, you know, living in a basement, trying to create something, you can be just as powerful as the biggest brand, as the biggest group out there. You literally can change the world. Social media was a part of the uprising in Egypt. It's been part of the uprising in other countries around the world. It really can make a difference. And it doesn't matter whether you're using it to sell something, to sell an idea, or to simply reach out and communicate with people who care about what you care about. So based on your content, what you post, what you publish on social media, and your personality, who you really are, your authentic self, your brand, you can grow or destroy, and we'll get to that, a business very, very quickly on social media. So really what attracts me to it is it's free. It takes time. It takes a little bit of skill, but it's free.
Definitely.
What many people come back at me with is, Ken, I'm busy. I've got a house. I've got kids. I've got, you know, the dog. I'm trying to run my business. I'm too busy about this. Why do I need to care about this social media nonsense? And the very simple answer is you care about this because people are already talking about you online. You as an individual, you as the head of your business, and your brand, they are talking about you. And yes, you'd care even more if no one was talking about you. So wouldn't it be great to know what they are saying and to be able to participate in that conversation? Someone's going to talk about me. I'd kind of like to know about it, and positive or negative, and I'd like to participate in that so that it is helpful and constructive to me. You also care because, quite honestly, you want to reach the largest number of people possible with the least amount of time and money. I'm a marketing guy. The definition of marketing is to get the result you want with the least amount of effort. It's not that marketers are lazy. It's a money thing. If I can spend a dollar and get what I need to get done, that's great. If I have to spend $10, I would rather spend the dollar.
Absolutely.
You also care because it works. This is not the fad of the moment, the trend of the moment. It's basic communication. It's a new channel. It's a new technology, yes, but it's as old as time itself. It's a communication channel, a way to directly reach out to people and for them to reach out directly to you. So really think about it. You have a choice. Would you rather spend $1,000, $10,000 a month, which isn't a whole lot of money, on traditional paid advertising, paid media, or would you rather tweet a few times a day? I think I know which one I would pick. All right, so I want this to be helpful. I want this to be actionable. So I'm going to give a list of five things. Get your pen and paper ready. And, again, I will tweet these out and review them. And if anyone has any questions, please, please interrupt as we go through. So the list of five, first one, and I find many people just aren't aware of this, don't think of it, create a free Google alert. On Google, you know, google.com alerts, you can create a free alert for all of the different names that are associated with what you do. Yourself, for example, if there are people you work with in your business, the actual brand name you may have, quite honestly, your competitors, you can keep an eye on them. And what that will do, that will send you a little alert, a little email, and it can be, you know, real time, once a day, once a week, because I know most of us are drowning in email. But every time you are talked about online, you will get this little alert, so you will know what's being said about you. If you do nothing else, if you're like, I am never going to go on Facebook, I'm never going to go on Twitter, leave me alone, at least know what people are saying about you. It'll help you to make better business decisions. The next one, item one, okay, I cheat two parts, is to create free Twitter searches at search.twitter.com, and many people find that useful to add it to your feed reader for your Twitter handle. That if your Twitter handle is Bob Jones, wouldn't it be great that every time someone mentions you or retweets you or talks about you in any way, you know about it? And that you have an actual record of that, that, you know, you're away on business, you're traveling, you're on vacation, you're just away from the business a couple of days. Twitter is wonderful in many respects. One of the things it is not so hot on is that it only goes back a few days. It can be very difficult to go into the past. This now gives you a permanent record of everything that has been said for you on Twitter. So to recap, item one, create free Google alerts, and take full advantage of the free Twitter searches so you know when you're being talked about on Twitter. Number two, secure your brand name on the social media networks that are relevant for you. What does that mean? There are all of these different social networks. Even if you're not going to be active on Pinterest or you don't really care about a certain social network, go ahead. If you have a brand name, that, you know, and it can be the brand of your clothing, it can be the stage name that you operate under as a performer, go ahead and reserve that name. You don't have to be active on all these different networks, but go ahead and take that name so that no one else can take it. Let's say you're starting off, you get to be very successful as a musician, and before you know it, someone's trying to help themselves to some of that hard-earned publicity. Go ahead from the beginning and get those names. And there's a wonderful tool. It's called Knowem.com, and that's K-N-O-W-E-M.com, again, free, and it lets you know what networks that your given name is on or is not. And again, completely free. I love free tools. I don't like to pay for anything. So number two, secure your brand name on the different social networks, whether or not you're going to use them. Three, think about which social network will be your primary account. It's tough for most people to put all of their time and energy into multiple accounts. Figure out which one makes the most sense. For example, if you're a clothing designer, maybe a photo-based social network, such as Pinterest, makes the most sense for you because it allows you to show everything that you're doing and to engage with people that way. For many people, it may be Twitter. For some people, it may be Facebook. For others, it may be LinkedIn. Doesn't matter. It's just don't think you have to be equally active on a dozen different networks. That's how you can get overwhelmed very easily. Explore the different networks and figure out what makes sense, what works well for you. Number four, sign up for the free versions of, and there's a list of four tools here that can help you to get better use out of Twitter. Hootsuite, Buffer, Social Oomph, I know that's a funny name, but Social Oomph, and Refollow. You don't have to use them all, but at least log in and see what they are and what they do. The people who are very active on Twitter tend to use those four. Those are the four pillars. Again, applications, tools, resources that help you get the most out of Twitter. And again, all free. Can't beat the price. And number five, I wanted to keep it to a short list today. Read and follow, and forgive the self-promotion, but I have developed a list of Twitter guidelines. I call it the Fast Start 40. You can just go to Google and look for Ken's Fast Start 40. It'll come up. This is a blog post I wrote a couple of years ago when I was working with a company called Social Grow. So it's on the Social Grow blog. But that has been the most read, most viewed, most retweeted, and it really was my best effort to pull together everything I knew about Twitter, you know, the silly little things, you know, what's a retweet, what's a modified tweet, everything to help people out. So if you're interested in Twitter, please go ahead and read that, and again, I will put the link. I will tweet it out for people. I know this is a lot of information. This isn't to drown anyone, or my goal is to encourage people to use these, not to overwhelm them. So many people say, well, where can I go to learn more? I want to learn more. I'm interested in it. I've got three resources for people, three websites, and these are excellent, excellent websites, whether you read one or read all three, Mashable.com. And many people have heard of that one, socialmediaexaminer.com and socialmediatoday.com. They are all wonderful. They're independent of each other, and they analyze everything on social media, and their goal is to figure out what works and to help people to use those. And finally, and some people kind of forget this, this is not a learn it and, okay, it's never going to change again. Accept the fact that social media is changing constantly. I joke with people, you know, by the end of the day, I'm feeling pretty smart, pretty cocky. I know what I'm doing. I wake up every morning just dumb as dirt. It's changing that quickly. And if you accept that hey, it's just always going to be changing. Pinterest, no one heard of that, you know, a few months ago. Twitter didn't even exist a couple years ago. And quite honestly, using Facebook for business, that if I have a band and this is going to be my main channel with my fans, my audience, the people who care about my music, I don't think 5 years ago we would have thought of Facebook for that. It was this other site that's not quite gone belly up, but people don't talk about as much, this thing called MySpace. So, Ms. P, that was it for just a quick overview, but please, any and all questions, throw them at me.
Yes, definitely. So what is this Pinterest thing? I mean, what's the, you know, benefits of using that network?
Let's say you're a clothing designer. You can talk as much as you want about what you're designing, but people will benefit and will get more excited if they can see what you've done, if they can see your designs. You're familiar with a social network called Flickr that is mm-hmm. used for photos. Pinterest right. is the next iteration of Flickr that your photos or videos, which is great for musicians, you pin them. So instead of tweeting, instead of posting, you pin. Think of a giant scrapbook. and it's this huge wall, and anything that you think is cool, is interesting, is fun, you create one or more boards, and each of these boards, you can have an infinite number of pins. So I've seen a lot of different stuff brands, shoe brands have done a phenomenal job on it, that they have categories of shoes. They may have fancy evening shoes, they may have, you know, work shoes, and then they'll put their products up there. And what's nice is that you can put in a direct URL so people can come to purchase anything you put up there. It also allows for a great description, and the reason why we care about the captions, the tags, the descriptions, is that that allows the search engine, Google and the three people who still use Bing, to find what you have. It's very SEO or search engine optimization friendly. It allows people to find you, to discover you when they're looking around online.
Awesome. Now, where can people find you at?
I'm easy to find. I am on Twitter, twitter.com/KenHerron, KenHerron. And if anyone has questions or wants to go through any of this, please reach out. My goal is to help people learn this stuff. Part of it is I'm just a big old geek at heart, but another part is it's the people you meet. It's the when people talk about, well, oh, I met this person at random. I never knew I would meet this person. Well, quite honestly, I met you, Miss P, through Twitter, and
yes.
We may never have, living on the opposite side of the country, we may not have bumped into each other, but thanks to Twitter, I got to know you, you got to know me, and here we are.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm really, really grateful for Twitter for that reason. You know, it's a lot of bull crap, as they say, that, you know, fluctuates from these social networks. But when you can meet someone as amazing as you are, along with the other people that will be speaking tonight, it's just such a blessing. And I'm truly, truly grateful for your insight and that you are kind of like, quote, unquote, a geek. Because how many people are going to take the time to learn all of this, Ken? But with your help and your guidance.
And that's something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When people
mm-hmm.
start on social media, some people are naturally funny. Be funny. Be yourself. Some people are the geeks. Be whoever your real self is. Don't try to be something on social media that you're not in real life because
mm-hmm.
it will come across. You know, whoever you happen to be, celebrate that. Really take advantage of that. And that, you know, if there's a secret to success on social media, I think that's the best advice I've heard so far.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely be yourself, guys. I say that all the time. You know, it works better. People get to gain insight. We have a caller on the line, 347-853. You're on the line with Ken and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
What's up, sweetheart? It's me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just tuning in. What are you guys talking about?
Well, we're talking about how to grow in social media networking. And, you know, Kenan here is our guest speaker to start with, and he's basically given us instructions on how to grow on social media.
Oh, well, hello, Kenan.
Hi.
I'm Vinny. Hello. I'm sorry I'm tuning in. Well, I mean,
thanks
I have a radio
in.
Show as well, and in Phonograph and Nicole, and how can you help, like, what advice would you give, like, a radio show who's trying to grow in the business? Like, what advice would you give them?
That's a fantastic question. Probably the first thing that would come to mind is live tweet. When you're on a show,
mm-hmm.
often there are commercial breaks or if someone else would be speaking, take those few seconds to share with people on Twitter what you're talking
mm-hmm.
about with the link mm-hmm. to allow them to listen in. There's a
right.
certain energy, a certain excitement so that you'll... Quite honestly, if you're ready for a host, you want more listeners, so make it easy for people to find and to join you even mid-show.
Right. Okay.
Right. Also, I'll tweet you Ken's link, and he's offering his, you know, advice and expertise, so definitely follow him and stay in tune with him, Unique.
I definitely will. Make sure you do that. Definitely would love to... stay in contact and love to know more, you know. Because I'm all about
yes.
growing and helping and expanding, you know. But, you know, especially how we're doing it, you know, not a lot of people is, like, So taking people like tune into our show and stuff. So like you want to like I want to broaden more where other people can like listen to the show. So
may I ask you the question? Do you take your radio shows and upload them to iTunes, which is free for you to do, so that people can download all of them after the show, or if they've missed one?
You know, I try to do that for some reason, and I don't know how to do it. I went to the blog, talk radio stuff, try to figure it out, but I don't know how to do it because they say you can do it through podcast as well. And you can
reach
stream it straight
to
YouTube.
If you would, and I can help you to do that because that's very valuable. It's also kind of impressive, even if you're very new and you've just started your show, to be able to say, oh, I'm on iTunes. Oh, check out my channel on iTunes. That's a pretty impressive thing to be able to do.
Wow, that'd be really cool because, you know, we're about to make 6 months on May 6th. So that's actually dope. You know what, definitely, Machine, definitely send me contact, and I'll definitely
do
it. No doubt.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for calling in, Unique.
You're welcome, man. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yes, Ken, that's an excellent piece of advice that you gave, and I've been struggling with that as well. So, you know, you'll have another client.
Absolutely. And it's not a difficult – let me say that differently. It is a royal pain in the tuchus the first time you do it. Because they mm-hmm. don't explain it very well. But after you've done it and you know how to do it, it's not that difficult. It's something that I think you can just incorporate into part of your day.
Definitely. So, Ken, I know that you're short for time. You're a busy, busy man, and I don't want to keep you. But, again, for all those that are interested, I will be tweeting all of this on my Facebook page, my like pages, and definitely on Twitter. And, again, Ken, if you don't mind, can you please just tell everyone once again where they can touch bases with you at?
Of course. Easiest way to reach out to me is on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, you can go to Twitter at twitter.com/KenHerron, KenHerron. And if you are on Twitter, please go ahead and follow me. I always follow people back because there are so many phenomenal people out there and you just don't know what will come out of the connections of the people you meet.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Thank you so much, Ken, for all that you are. You are truly amazing to me. Sincerely, I appreciate you. And if there's ever anything that I can do to help along the way with anything, please let me know.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to hearing the other speakers.
Yes, thank you so much, Ken. Yeah, so that was Ken, and he is awesome, okay? I mean, just to give you a little more info on Ken, because we kind of just jump right in it, but, you know, Ken is basically a guy of, you know, many ideas, strategies, technology. He develops, you know, strong emotional connections between companies and their customers to drive revenue. So as he stated, you know, this is what he does, and he's doing it out of love. And that's one reason why I'm so blessed to have connected to him because, you know, he's bringing this to you guys, the listeners, and for all those who are tuning in for the first time. This is what the show is about, the In Tune Show, to be in tune with the world around you, to bridge that gap that holds us oppressed about things that we can't figure out on our own. Because look at me, Miss P, good thing he brought up the iTunes because, you know, that's one thing that I'm struggling with. And maybe for someone else it's just plain English, excuse me, but for me it's Chinese. So I'm grateful that he's willing to help us out with that. So our next speaker was supposed to be Raylon Smell. However, he had a personal situation that he just texted me and he's not able to be on the show tonight. So I'm going to go forward to the next speaker, which is Miss Keisha Hunter, and she's currently on the line, tunes in. So, Ms. Hunter, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you crystal clear.
Awesome.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing excellent. I refuse to complain one bit. I'm really excited. I was sitting here taking notes, listening to Ken, so it's awesome to actually, you know, be able to hear him speak and get a few, you know, tidbits that I can't wait to really use and work on myself. So that was pretty cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, his energy is just, his voice alone just has you like hypnotized, huh?
I love it.
He's like,
I love it. And you can tell great energy through the phone. So
exactly.
Awesome.
she's like my yoga instructor, you know. It's like I hate doing yoga, but she just has this temperament that just allures me to her. And I'm just like, okay, I could do this. I could do this. But anyway, Keisha, tell us about your business.
Okay. Just a little bit of quick background. My background is in sales and marketing, and for about the last 12 years or so, coming straight out of college. So all I did in college as well was sales. And I think the awesome thing about it, or what drew me to it, was once I really started getting into my marketing classes and learning that it was really all about people and how to best get your message across to them. I think that's what interested me the most. So that's what I've always been interested in on the professional end of things. So basically, about 2 years ago, my last job in corporate was with autotrader.com, and I was in outside sales. And, you know, I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit, and it was just time for me to kind of step out on my own. And it was just when social media was really, really starting to take off as far as being able to use it to build your business. So I, you know, kind of like Ken, you know, I kind of dug my feet in and, you know, started looking at different articles and different ways to use social media, and I stay up on the tools, which is something that I recommend for anybody who's using it for business to, like I wrote down, I knew about the Social Media Examiner and Mashable, but I don't think I knew about social media today. So I'm always looking for new ways to get more information because, like he said, it's constantly changing. And, you know, the sooner you wrap your mind around that, the better off you're going to be. So anyway, sorry to get off on that tangent. So basically for the last 2 years, I decided to run my own business. It's called BusyBuilder.com, and that's B-I-Z-Y, Builder.com. And it's basically centered around helping the small business community or helping entrepreneurs who have, you know, this passion, helping them to turn that into something that they can monetize. So it's basically I set out to say, okay, this is how you take your passion and turn it into something that you can actually make a living from, which I fully believe every person can do. You know, it's of course, looking through my rose-colored glasses, that's what would be ideal, but, you know, that's my goal, is to help, you know, one entrepreneur at a time to get there. So it was going to originally be like a listing site for small businesses, and I would send, you know, clients their way using social media. And what it has really turned into is just I basically build blog sites, and I help businesses get set up on social media, on the Facebook and the LinkedIn and whatever social media sites best fit, you know, their target audience. So I basically help them get started. I wrote an ebook a couple of years, or actually about a year ago, which is, it may be actually out of date now. Not gonna lie, a little bit out of date as fast as things change, but it has what I learned, which something that Ken or that we can all learn from Ken, is that when you give freely, give as much information as you can, it always comes back to you tenfold. So the more you give, simultaneously, the more you get. And that's what it's also centered around, is just sharing as much information as I can. And, you know, it makes it to where you understand you don't have to knock people over the head and ask some crazy rate, you know, to actually provide them a service. If they need it, you know, then I want to be the person to provide it to them. And I know that because social media is so new, there are millions and millions and millions of people out there who still have yet to fully grasp how powerful it can be for their business. So there's no shortage of customers, of course, out there. So that's what I've been doing with Busy Builder. And at the same time, which I know is crazy for one person, I've also done another business called One Face Entertainment. And that is because my passion outside of just sharing information and helping other business owners to get started is my music. So I'm also a professional singer and lyricist, skip you. I hate calling myself a rapper.
No. And if I can stop you for 1 second, Keisha, I just had to say that I didn't have an opportunity to upload your music because I knew it was going to be a lot of talking and really no music tonight. Yeah. But can I just say that I listened to it for the first time, In My Shoes? Is that the title?
It is.
Yes. Okay, girl, I love it. Okay, love it, love it, love it. And it will be on rotation. I emailed you on that one. But let me not hold you back. Let me not hold you back for that. It's a very powerful song, and I definitely can relate to it. And I know any woman out there that, you know, is doing their thing out here in this world can definitely relate to it. So please, I'm sorry to have interrupt you. I just wanted to put that out there. Mm-hmm.
No problem. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. That means a lot to get into rotation over there. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So the business is basically called OneFaceEntertainment.com, and, you know, I was kind of getting to a point where it was kind of hard to wear both hats at the same time because I'm either performing constantly or I'm building a website or doing one thing or the other. And so I think one thing I've learned on the journey that I hope will motivate everyone else out there who's listening is that I've learned that everything is a process, number one. So it's going to take time and it's going to take patience to get done, you know, to get where you want to be. So that's what I've learned, especially in trying to do several things at once. But it most definitely can be done. I'm a witness to that. It's not easy. I won't even tell that lie. But, of course, you know, anything that's worth getting, you know, worth attaining, it's never going to be easy. That's just the nature of the beast. So One Face Entertainment I'm hoping that it will be a staple in the community for the arts and the entertainment, especially around my area, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Or, you know, that's how I'd like to start, you know, within my own community. And I just want to give people, kids and other people who are, you know, creative, an opportunity to share that and express that, you know, and I think that will add positivity to, you know, to everything, you know, in general.
Absolutely.
Having people be able to express themselves.
Absolutely. So you're amazing, Keisha. Can I just say that? And that's one of the reasons why I wanted you to be a part of this program tonight. Please, by all means, tell people where they can find you.
Sure, no problem. They can actually find me on Facebook, on Twitter. My tag is Hunter the One, and it's Hunter Theone. And really, if you type that in and Google, I'm not gonna lie, I do like to Google myself just to see where I fall as far as the search engine optimization.
That's right.
Just strategic purposes, maybe a little ego, but mostly strategic. But so you can really type in Hunter the One and find all of my links there. And if I could, you know, before I get out of here, I did write down just one quick thing that I wanted to do a couple, but just so that
Say
I don't run
all.
Over on
no,
on
no,
time.
You still have 5 minutes. Go ahead, baby. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The main thing that I want to get across is that it's important to not just have an online presence anymore, because a lot of people have that. Sometimes you can type in just a regular search and a business will come up. It doesn't do them much good if there's no information there. So just to have a presence doesn't really work anymore. You really need to have either a blog site or a website with a blog. And the main reason why I really, really push that is that it gives you an opportunity to and I'm sure Ken can attest. It gives you an opportunity to share information and to bring people who would follow you back to one central location, which is extremely important as far as gathering information on the back end to stay connected to the audience. And that's what I love the most about social media. It's not just about getting connected to a person. It gives you the opportunity to stay connected. So I recommend for anybody out there listening to get a blog, learn about blogging. I provide those types of services and that type of information as well. So feel free to either visit busybuilder.com or onefaceentertainment.com. They both link to the same page within Facebook as far as the different services I provide. But either of those sites, I do share a lot of different information just freely because, like I say, I believe whatever I give, I get that back tenfold. So that's it. I don't know if you have any other questions for me in particular, but I definitely also check out my music, of course.
Yes, definitely check it out. because I'm tuned in. I'm tuned into it all. Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
And I thank you, Miss P, for what you're doing. Like I say, I feel blessed as well just to be connected with you all because I already feel like I'm growing. So that's a good thing.
That's so sweet, Keisha. I really, really appreciate it. I mean, you don't know how much this means to me. I mean, I can go on and on and on, and we really just don't have time for that tonight. But I'm definitely gonna reach out to you because I want you to come back on because we need to talk more about this music. Because, like I said, this song is deep, and when I come across music like this, you know, we got to talk about this more on another show. So we got to set something up. Okay,
thank
I love
you
too.
So much for having me.
Yes, thank you so much, Keisha. Have a good night.
You too.
Yay. So that was Keisha, and just a little, you know, follow up on Keisha. You know, she has her degree in marketing and professional skills. She has a record label. She does event planning. She does promotional social media, online advertising. I mean, you name it. But she's also an artist, as you know, we just went through. And she's doing it for the community. I mean, she's servicing communities for resources like artists, entrepreneurs, small businesses. She's doing her thing, so definitely reach out to her. And I'll have everyone, Ken's, Keisha's, everyone who's speaking tonight, information on Intune website as well as Facebook, and I will be tweeting the heck out of it after the show. So our next speaker, you know, because she's short for time too, and everyone is, and that's the whole fun part of, you know, having it all together and having a speed networking thing, is Lady Twinkle. So Lady Twinkles, how you doing tonight?
I'm great, guys. How is everyone?
Everyone is doing well. What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm actually enjoying this. It's quick, but we get to learn so much about everyone else, and, you know, we get to put this information out there for everyone to have. So I'll dive right into it when you're ready.
I'm ready. Ready.
Okay. All right, people. Well, most of you know who have been on the show, and if you have not and this is your first time, I'm Lady Twinkles with a little more spice. And I specialize in sensual reconstruction, rejuvenation, reevaluation, however you want to put it, for singles, couples, and groups with a focus on sexuality, adult toys, and counseling and consulting, and parties. So I do any type of events that we can actually dive into and learn more about human sexuality. From inhibitions to getting over them to fetishes and, you know, anything that we can use to increase our sexuality, to enhance our relationships, and to grow as individuals on a sexual level. Based on past history, we have just so many people that are struggling in relationships, whether it's with themselves, whether it's with others, that based on history, based on society, based on religion, whatever is the reason, we have people that are so struggling with the things that should be normal and natural to us. And that's where I come in to kind of shed some light on what we should, can't, could, and do in, you know, as far as human sexuality is concerned. A little bit of background, I actually went to school for sociology with a focus on human sexuality and currently doing some human resources stuff. I started this business about 5 years ago when I realized that a lot of people I knew, they wouldn't set foot in like an adult sex store, or they wouldn't buy toys or, you know, explore different sexual stuff about themselves or their partners. And they were actually missing out on a lot. So I started it one day, the last day of school, as a matter of fact, was bored out of my wits and decided to have a party. And it went so well, and the women that I invited, they had such a great time that I decided to go full stream with it. And I do this in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, certain parts of Georgia. I have recently branched out to the Caribbean, and especially Trinidad, and looking to branch out to other places. So, you know, trying to just keep people informed. And the Intune Show has really, really, really helped out a lot with that.
Thank you. And the reason why we're basically touching bases on, you know, a little more spice is because there's a lot of people that are at home and looking for other ways to gain money. So
yes,
basically what
thing.
Right. So basically this is a way of just showing you guys that there's other resources that can be utilized as far as stay-at-home moms that have to stay home with their kids or whatever other reasons that may have you homebound or whatever. This is just another way to grow revenue.
Yes, this definitely is an avenue for anyone. You don't necessarily have to be a stay-at-home mom or dad. You can actually just be interested, as long as you have that interest to either talk about sex, to educate other people, to make some extra money, and to sell some adult toys and have some fun along the way, you definitely can become one of my distributors. And I offer some of the best packages on the market, because I actually own the company, so I don't have some of the red tape that other people have to go through. You're allowed to be yourself. We don't do, you know, our shipments with little black bags, because we all know what's in those little black bags. So we make it where it's comfortable not only for the individual that's the distributor, but also for their clients. And the money is good, and you're providing a service to others in something that we've taken for granted. So it's a great opportunity for anyone that's interested, and you can reach out to me at any time. I usually host occasionally some recruiting efforts, and I'm very, very selective because I want to make sure that the people or the person that's representing a little more spice actually gets the training, they know what they're doing, and they actually, it's a good fit for them, because not everyone could do this business. It's you deal with a lot of stuff in while you're at it. You deal with judgment. You deal with people that you would think wouldn't have a problem with what you're doing. You're going to face that also. So you have to be a strong enough individual and realize that, listen, I'm going to get my paper, and I'm going to teach people how to enjoy their sexual lives and their relationships.
Absolutely. So how can people contact you to gain more insight on, you know, getting into a little more spice?
Well, I'm on Twitter at hashtag LadyTwinkle69. Yes, that's LadyTwinkle69.
I love it.
I'm on Facebook at Natty Lady Twinkles. So that's Natty Lady Twinkles. I'm on the Intune Show, intune.webs.com, and look me up. I'm Lady Twinkle 69 on the Intune Show, and I also have a Facebook group page, ALMS Sensual Reconstruction, and I'm pretty good as to keeping updated with all with information. I do these just my thoughts occasionally during the week, and it seemed to be a really big hit with a lot of people. Once you contact me, I'll give you my phone number, and most of the time I give it out, so what the heck. Here we go. It's 347-512-8123, and you can actually reach out to me, send me a text and a photo, because I get so many text messages that if you send me a text and with your photo, I save it. So it means that me and you have communicated at some point, and I save it on the Intune. So I will know that you were referred to or you were listening to something on the Intune Show, so that I communicate with you on a regular basis. I add you to my list, and you get a couple of my thoughts on, you know, occasionally. And you get to know when there's specials, because I do these random specials depending on my mood. So, you know, you'll get that information. And if you want information on becoming a distributor, you can definitely reach out to me in those ways, and we can talk.
Yes, absolutely. So, Lady Twinkles, I really appreciate you. Have nothing but love for you, as you already know. And, you know, I appreciate you sharing that information with us. So anyone who's going to be definitely interested in gaining more insight on a little more spice, definitely reach out to Lady Twinkles. I have people asking me for, you know, Twitter names and stuff, so I'm trying to type them in and stay in tune to the conversation that's going on as well. So, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to multitask. So we have Winter Star up next. So Winter, if you're tuned in the chat room, can you please call in 418-495-6975, because it's your time to shine. Lady Twinkles, thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Definitely. And Miss P, I want to say to everyone, she's an angel, people. She's an angel in disguise. She's one of the, you know, she's providing a forum not only for us, but for our listeners to actually learn something. And she's definitely keeping us all in tune. I hope everyone have a sexy night.
Oh, thank you, Lady Twinkles, and I'll have a sexy night now. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, so that was Lady Twinkles, and she's awesome. I love her, love her, love her. You got to love her. And thank you for the kind words, Lady Twinkles. So now we have Winter Star up. How are you doing tonight, Winter?
I'm great. I'm right here. Man, I'm having a great time listening to all these wonderful entrepreneurs on deck. I love it.
Yes, definitely. And I definitely appreciate you taking the time at such short notice to join us this evening so we can gain more insight on you and the awesome things that you do. So fill us in.
Oh, wow. I have a lot going on. I hope I can get all this within 10 minutes, you know. But my name is Winter Star, and I am a singer-songwriter, first and foremost. I've been singing for many years now. I actually started at 15 touring and opening up for gospel groups around the U.S. and Canada. And what's so crazy is around 19 when I met my fiancé, we've been together for 13 years now, business partners, lovers, parents, you know, co-parenting. We're partners in every way. And when I met him, he basically kind of, I did poetry, and he taught me basically how to convert my poetry into songwriting. And, you know, there goes the story of, you know, Winter Star kind of coming out and creating her own lane. Now, me being an up-and-coming artist in the New York City, you know, northern New Jersey area, I wasn't pleased with a lot of these showcases and, you know, things for upcoming artists that were coming on. And so we kind of brainstormed and we said, you know what, we're going to do this and we're going to do it the right way. We're going to really do something, you know, that really means something. And that's just not a show that, you know, once it's over, it's over. So basically we started the Exponent Media Group, and we started with events first. And we would put on concert series, showcases, you know, really pretty much giving a forum to up-and-comers in the, you know, New York City, northern New Jersey area. And it's kind of just like blossomed into all these different things now. And so we still do the events. We just actually had an event on the 13th. It was absolutely amazing with the networking and the caliber of artists, you know, that we choose to deal with. And also, I have a blog. I started a blog about a year and a half ago, and what's so amazing about it is it kind of just coincided with the events. It just kind of made sense, you know, oh, we're doing events to help, you know, be a voice of the underdog, of the up-and-coming artist. You know, let's do a blog as well. So, you know, we have a blog that has easily, you know, 2,500 to 4,000 hits a day. And I have a great team of people. Shout out to Lady G, Tiani Spears, Ralina, Tana's Law. I got a whole bunch of great, amazing people that help run that blog, and it's amazing. And what happened after the blog was it just kind of made sense. Hey, let's do an online magazine. So it kind of blossomed into that, which is amazing. We have thousands and thousands of readers a month, and it's basically just a format for up-and-comers, entrepreneurs, anybody really that's really on their grind, you know, gives them a platform with the magazine. So we've had great success with the magazine so far, definitely working on bringing it to print. So just with that as well, we also do online promotions, and we do EPKs, we do bios, we do a whole lot of stuff, you know. And my whole thing is, I love the fact, I love being an artist, but I also love the business side of things, you know, and pretty much I'm really excited about all the things that we kind of have going on. You know, I have some new music that's coming out, which is absolutely exciting. It's completely different, new, fresh, something that people really wouldn't expect from Winter Star. So I'm really excited to get that out. And on the same side, I've got a couple of different, you know, ideas and situations that are going to be coming up, you know, and announced throughout the summer and beyond. So I'm absolutely excited. I really enjoy being a platform for the underdog, for the up-and-comers, for the entrepreneurs. I think it's amazing. I really respect and love what you're doing. I'm so excited, you know, to even be a part of it. So I can talk forever, as you can see.
Well, I wanted you to kind of touch a little bit more on, you know, everything you're doing is amazing, and I'm so, you know, stoked that, you know, you're doing it with your significant other and you're building together, because there's nothing more of a blessing than that. I really wanted you to kind of touch on, like, the bios and the proposals and all of those things for artists out there as well, because, you know, I do a lot of interviews for artists as well that need that type of leadway, that help, and don't really know where to go. So
absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's really important, you know, an up-and-coming artist to have, you know, pretty much the basics. So we'll pretty much help get their bio written, which is really, really important, you know, to have that. You know, in this day and age, in 2012, nobody's really going to take you seriously if you don't have an on-point bio, if you don't have an on-point EPK, you know. And we're people that, you know, since we are, you know, rooting for the underdogs, we are so reasonable in prices, you know what I'm saying? So it's very, it's a real reality for artists to be able to work with us. You know, we work with really low budgets because, you know, we're not here trying to rape somebody. And that's, honestly, it's really, who was Keisha? She's also an artist too, and she's an entrepreneur. I so respect that because it gives us a different perspective. To be honest, we're just not business people. We're also artists, so we see things from both sides of the spectrum, which really gives us a real fresh outlook on things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But as far as the bios go, we do that. I do many, 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 many bios a week. And anybody can reach me. Please follow me on Twitter, at Wyn Songbird, WynSongbyrd. You can catch me on Facebook, Winterstar, WynTerstar. Please go to our website, www.theexponent.net. That's TheExponent. Please Google X3 Mag. You could check out the actual magazine. You could check out the blog. You know, we here. We out here.
Absolutely. Winter, I just want to say that I love everything that you're doing. And I appreciate and respect it because we're all coming together as a family, as a unit, and that's what it's going to take to do what we have to do out here, because so many of us think that we're just the one, but no one is just the one, okay? We need a herd of people, times an army, times like a nation to come together.
Nobody can do it alone. And honestly, I got to be honest with you, that's the biggest lesson that I've learned through all this, because my pride is high. I have an amazing background story that goes with my life. I'm actually writing a book, and that was the biggest lesson to learn, is that I can't do it alone. There's nothing wrong with having a bunch of people to help you on the journey, because you can't do it alone. You'd love to do it alone, but you can't do it alone. So I really hope that this is an opening, a start for us to build a relationship. I really want you to keep in touch with me. I really want us to build. I really love what you're doing. I'm here to support. Please keep me, you know, abreast of anything that you're doing. We're here in your corner because I really like what you're doing, because it's so important. Forums, what you're doing is so rare nowadays, you know? It really is. So I really respect and love, you know, what you're doing. So we're here. We're here to support. You got the Exponent X3 in your corner. So I'm really excited to see what maybe we could do in the future.
Definitely. We got to do everything together. Everything. Absolutely. I can't do it alone, okay? I just want to put that out there. For everyone who's tuned in, Ms. P always wants to, like, stay connected. This is why I created this whole forum for people that are amazing, just like yourself, just like Ken, like Lady Twinkles, like Uptown 145, like, you know, Lady G. Everyone that always shows love is the reason why I do what I do, because, you know, we all get discouraged and we all go through our emotions in life, because that's just life. But when you come across amazing individuals like yourself, you just realize, like, hey, I'm gonna keep on trucking, because this is all worth
absolutely. And you know, I love it. And you know, it's all about pretty much putting yourself out there. And, you know, and I don't want anyone to be discouraged. You know, you have an idea, you know, put it on paper, make a treatment. You know, I never even, I kind of got into this grant writing thing too. Proposals, mm-hmm. I didn't even know, because I write, you know, I just write, period. Anything with words, that I'm there, you know. Mm-hmm. So I started to do proposals, and I realized I really have a knack for this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to do business proposals, grant, you know, proposals, anything like that. We do that too, you know. I feel like, why limit yourself, you know, when you pretty much have talent to pretty much do it all. So, you know, hats off to you, Mama. You know, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for inviting
problem.
Me.
Thank you
I hope
so
you
much.
Invite me
of
back.
Of course. Always. You always welcome back. Always. Know this. Know
thank
this.
You so
I can't
much,
do it alone. Thank
absolutely.
You. Have a good
hit
night,
me with
Lisa.
Your personal Twitter, too, because I see you're in tune, but hit me with your personal, too. So
I don't have a personal Twitter. That's just it's too much work for me, Winter. This
it
is too much.
Is.
I can't.
It,
I don't need
it
to
really
stress.
Is.
I'm already ball headed.
I know I
got to
go. Everybody follow me on Twitter. That's at Wyn Songbird, WynSongbyrd. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you, my love. Have a good night. Yeah, so that was Winter Songbird. She's awesome. A lot of energy, and I love it, love it, love it, because it's all coming from the heart, you know. So basically, what can you say? What can you say but enjoy this moment? I want to give a shout out and take a second before our next speaker come on and give a shout out to Uptown 145, because honestly, you know, he's the one who came to me and said, Miss P, you know, we should do a networking event, because he has a lot of good information that he's trying to share with the world. And, you know, he's going to be on shortly, and he's going to tell us about, you know, his website and the things that he's doing. And he's an amazing individual, because anytime that I needed him or need him for anything, he's definitely a person that I can rely on. And that's rare and few. So, you know, there's a lot of people that you're going to come across in your life, but there's not a lot of people that you're going to be able to say, hey, can you do this for me? And they're just like, hey, no problem, even if they don't want to do it. So shouts out to Uptown 145. He's going to be on shortly. Ro, that's his name. And again, you know, he's the whole brain behind this whole concept, this speed networking thing that we're doing tonight. So I'm waiting for two ladies to call in from Bella. It's BellaBella.com, and there are two cousins, and they just put together this business, and I think that is amazing how they came together as a family, because I don't know about you guys, but me personally, I can't work with any of my family members. Everything has to be separate. I have to, like, gain family from people that I meet along the way, but family members, I don't know. I have to keep that separate. And that may be wrong to say, but it's real. I try to keep all of that, you know, away from me. So I'm waiting for those ladies to give us a call in, but I guess I'll just, you know, put on Ro now, because I see Ro's on the line, so we'll just, you know, plug Ro in, and then we'll just take it from there. Hey, Ro.
Hey, Miss P, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing tonight? First of all, you know, I know you just heard me give out that big shout-out, but thank you so much for the concept and the idea of bringing amazing people together, like Ken, like Lady Twinkles, like Winter, like Keisha Hunter, you know, all these amazing people together just to kind of showcase what it is that they're out here doing out here in this world. So thank you for the concept, Ro.
Hey, no problem. I feel like it'll just be a big event for you. Because, you know, to me, you a special lady to me. So I just got out of the kitchen. So I just got a little briefing on the young lady before you. And if she's still on the line, she could check out my website also. I network, too. Also network with Twinkles, you know. Yeah, house.
Yeah,
family,
definitely.
So
yes, we are. And Ro also holds down the sports for me on Saturdays, guys. I just want you guys to know that. But since, you know, we're doing like a 10-minute increment thing, and Ro, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you tell us everything about Uptown 145. I'm going to put you back on hold, and then after the last speaker, I'm going to bring you back to finish off the show with me. Is that cool?
Whatever you need from me, Ms. P, whatever you need from me.
Okay, awesome. So tell us about Uptown 145.
Uptown 145 is basically a networking website. As long as you were able to add our link, when I say our, because Ms. P is on there, to your website, which is in networks. I have young entrepreneurs on my website too, from T-shirts to hair to comedians to blog talk radio to authors to academic tutors to candles to blogs to ministry, models, you name it, it's on here. Braids, Chosen Design, Jamel Akins. One of the first people who I did network with on my website, big shout out to him, who designs T-shirts, anything, glasses, mugs, all that. Ambition Party Promotions, which I did the big event for last year for Juneteenth for Urban Youth, Urban League Youth in Binghamton, New York. But basically, my services on there, Rose Catering Services on there. You can find beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dishes, you know, and videos. But also, we just network. We network with young entrepreneurs and old businesses, too. So as long as you're able to add my website to your website, then we in business. So that's basically what we do here at Uptown 145.
Absolutely. And not only that, Ro is a chef, okay? And for all those who are not connected to Ro, they definitely need to be connected to him because, honestly, I get full from looking at his pictures, okay? It's nothing like a man that can cook. I'm sorry, ladies. That's just the way I view things, you know? So definitely connect to Ro at Uptown145. That's Twitter. And also is under – go ahead, Ro. Give him your info. Give him your info.
www.uptown145.com. But I also want to let them know, Ms. P, that for those who don't know how to be more successful as far as Google and
yes.
AdSense, they have to look up AdSense, which will try to pay you per click. For hits, you know, $100, whatever it is a month that you can receive. But there's other ways you can get paid besides with advertisement from Google. And just, you know, certain people just need to know that that little strip across everybody at the top of the websites people have, you know, people click on that, you can get paid off that monthly.
Really? So tell us a little bit about that. Tell us how people can get involved in that.
Oh, well, you have to log on to Google AdSense and put in the application, and you file the application, and they get back to you, which will put that little Google strip across the top. You put it on certain pages of your website where hopefully somebody clicks on, and then what I suggest, too, like we're going to do in the future, me and you, is do the Skype video, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we can get into that later. I'm not sure. But people should know that YouTube also is giving money away also per click of watching your videos. As much as you promote your videos, it's more easier to promote your videos on all social networks than it is to add the Google AdSense link because there are restrictions on the Google AdSense link. There's no restrictions on your YouTube videos. So what I suggest everybody do is do like an infomercial of their sites and put it on YouTube and put on all the social networks so people could see you visually talking about what you do, which I have. I have an infomercial, which we mean Ms. P is going to work on too, and Twinkles, of course, and the whole Uptown 145 network already put out a blast for everybody. They all got back to me. So we'll all have little infomercials on our pages.
Nice. So, again, just reiterate that again because, you know, I'm slow. So, there's a strip that's across the top of anyone's website. How do people, you know, how does that work again? Like, it's a strip that's across their website per se, or is it a strip across Google? They fill out an application in order to get paid for clicks. Is that how it works?
You have to go to Google AdSense and fill out an application to get that strip across the top of the website. And what you do is, like, when you link up with somebody, you can request to that other person to add that AdSense link to your page on their site. So if I go to the Intune page and you have a link for me, I can ask you to put my Google link on my page. So when somebody goes to my page on your website and they click it, I'm getting paid in reference to you not getting paid. So it's like a fair exchange. So you will send me yours and I will send you mine.
It's all so confusing to me, I swear. This is why I'm not making any money on clicks. I promise
you. Yeah,
you're
restricted
know.
With
I'm
Google.
Lost.
Yeah, you're kind of restricted. It's very simple. It's easy once you get the hang of it. So, like, I email you my AdSense link, and you email me your AdSense link. So when I create a page for you, I put it on your page. And if you create a page for me, you put my AdSense link on my page. That's all. And it's a strip that goes right at the top and the bottom. I would suggest that you put it on the top and the bottom. So if anybody click on it, the numbers add up.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of other things like commission junction. You know, there's a lot of other ways that you can get paid to add advertisement. There's a lot of people that ask for to try to get advertisement to get paid, but sometimes this has to be like a day job. Some people got other jobs, but you can do things through commission junction where you can sell clothing and get paid a commission. You just got to go, you know, extra hard if you have a day job. But if you have to do this all day, then you just try to do it. But there's certain ways where you can get paid a good sufficient amount of money, you know what I'm saying, if you promote real hard.
Right, right. So if people wanted to, like, get a recap on that, because, like I said, Miss P is slow, so you have to say things to me a million and one times, but anyone who's interested in getting more info on that from Ro, please, like, reach out to him on Twitter at Uptown145. His website is Uptown145.com. And also, you know, let them know about your Facebook and things of that nature so people can connect with you and grow.
Like I suggested to you, Ms. P, is for now, not for now, Warren, but maybe in the future,
when
you Skype interviews, and I heard that Skype is allowing you to video. But I'm just going to suggest that people get on Google and log in, get a webcam, and you'll be able to videotape whoever you're interviewing, and all rights to that video is yours. So if any promo of that video, anybody clicks on it, the money starts adding up. They have nothing to do with it. What you do is you draw up a contract with the person and tell them that I will be promoting this video, you know what I'm saying, and I need your permission to promote it. So it all be legal, nobody gets sued, nobody gets taken to court. But in all, you really don't have to do that because you have all rights to this video because they allow you to video them and then they YouTube it and they can put it on their page or you put it in, and you put it on your website and people click it and watch it who was late seeing it, whatever the case may be, and the numbers start adding up.
All right. All right, it sounds good. It sounds good. Well, you just put me onto something that I wasn't aware of, so I appreciate that information because, like I said, every little bit counts. Every little bit counts. And being that you do get to reserve the rights to your interview and things of that nature, as long as it's a signed contract with the individual saying that they allow you to have it, you know, being clicked on, right, to be viewed.
Yeah. Well,
in other words.
I mean, that's between you and the interview, but it is all rights to the person that is suggesting the interview. So YouTube is going to ask you these questions. They're going to ask you the questions. Is this yours? You know, you put in yes, I have all rights to this video. As long as I'm filming, you know what I'm saying, that's cool. But, you know, I'm just going to recommend that we already talked about this. This is something, I feel as though for you for the future to escalate this way to get on blog radio, which where your video, you know, you Skype them or Google them, you video it, and boom, it's on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This is just, you know, like I said, another outlet. And it's also, like I said, much love to you again, Ro, for, like, suggesting this whole thing, because I think that from now on we're going to do this once a month. What do you think about that? Because I just think that there's so many individuals out here that can add to this pot of spices that we got going on right now and basically, you know, grow from here. And not just with social media, just with any type of business out there that, you know, for all those that are tuned in for the first time and those that didn't get an opportunity to speak tonight and you're interested in having an opportunity to speak, definitely reach out to me and let me know because I'm going to start planning the next one tomorrow so that everyone has more than enough time to have everything situated for the next one coming up. So if you're interested, then definitely reach out and let me know. So, Ro, I'm going to have you, if you want to stay on or, you know, I'm going to put you on hold and I'm going to have the other people come on. And then after they talk, then we're going to finish up. Is that cool? Is that okay?
Anything you need, Ms. P, I'm here.
Yay. Thank you, Ro. Hold for a second. So Ro is amazing. And again, you know, it's his concept, his idea about putting this all together. So all you guys go to at Uptown145 and definitely send him a yay on Twitter for suggesting this to me. Awesome, awesome suggestion. Love it, love it, love it. And we're just going to keep it going from here. So Well, up next, we have, like I said, two cousins that are working together and doing a damn thing, as they say. And I think it's totally amazing that they're coming together as one because, like I stated earlier, I don't know if I could be working with my family member. But it's awesome that they can. So we have Tisha and Mimi on the line. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Hi.
Hi, girls. How are you?
We're good.
We're good. How are you?
Yay! That's how I am right now. Yay! Yeah, so first of all, before we get into the business aspect of it, I mean, you heard me, right? Like, I can't work with my family members, so I commend you girls for, like, being able to, like, keep that together and still, you know, accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. So hats off to you for that. I love it. Yeah, I'm going to have
you.
To send me some of that. Send me instructions on how to do that in an email.
All right, you got it.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves and your business.
Okay, well, I'm Tisha, and I'm 30. Mimi, she's 30. We actually decided to come together to do InspireBella.com off of the strength of watching different artists who aren't actually signed and other people of the arts, you know, who are looking for that outlet to have exposure, and they don't quite yet have it. And as you see, you have a lot of websites that, you know, they entertain to people who are already established. So we said, you know what, we need to take the time out and do that for the people who aren't yet established like that so people can get to know who they are.
Absolutely. So you have a website, and I've been on your website, and it's really, really cute and nice. I love it. And it's just a mixture of, like, a bunch of creative people, correct?
Yes.
Right. So people get to reach out to you as far as, like, you know, showcasing upcoming talents, like singers, actors, models, right? And what you guys do is you give them publicity. I'm, like, stumbling on my words. You give them, like, a shine, like light on them on your website.
Yes.
Right. So how do people go about doing that if they wanted to be showcased on your website?
They could actually just send us an email. Our email is itsbellbella@gmail.com. What they could submit is what they do. If they're singers, they can send us their YouTube videos, their music. Just rappers are the same. If you model, you can send us your pictures. Show us different websites that you've been on, and then we pretty much will do it or view what you've done and then decide from there whether, you know, you're something that we think should be spotlighted on itsbellbella.com. Because I have to say, we don't just throw up any kind of talent up there. Like, someone could come up to us and say they're a singer, can we be on the website? You have to actually be really working towards your goal and probably maybe even be more a little established, like you have somewhat of a following, so
right.
People can kind of, there's a reason why they want to look at your interview on the website.
Absolutely. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. And also, it just kind of, in my opinion, it kind of like, if you're out there doing music and if you're out there doing your thing or you're looking to be showcased anyway, don't you want to put the work in? So if someone said to me, Miss P, you know, in order for me to take you on, you have to have a certain amount of whatever, then I'm going hard. You know what I mean? Like, I want to build that up because I want people to see that I have that talent and I have that ambition and that drive and dedication to build myself up first.
Exactly.
Because,
right.
You know what I mean? So I totally get why you guys do doing what you're doing, and I respect that because to me it's just showing a person that you have to invest in yourself before someone else invests in you. That's the main idea, correct?
Exactly.
Absolutely. I love it. I love what you ladies are doing. And the site is so clean. I mean, I'm on it right now, and I'm just like, yay, look at them. Look at this. So in your hometown, what else, you know, what else do you guys offer to people that's trying to be showcased? Is it like any, like, prizes, any contests, any things of that nature?
No, we don't do that. We do not offer that. Because, yeah, again, we're not actually, we just want to spotlight. We feel that should be the prize enough for people to be able to see what it is that you do and get familiar with you and check, you know, that person out on their website or their follow them on Twitter. But we definitely are not, you know, can't get you a record deal because we have had that come across as well. We can't get anyone a record deal, unfortunately, or hook anyone up with anything. Just you're just showcasing another outlet as if you were to go on BET or MTV and do an interview and talk about yourself. We're just another outlet.
Absolutely. And the reason that's the reason why I brought that up, because amazingly enough, a lot of people approach me all the time like, hey, can you hook me up with – no, I can't. Like,
right.
I wish that
exactly.
I could.
Yeah,
but
you
I
have
can't.
To put in the work for your, yeah, you have to put in the work for yourself, definitely. And then, you know, but we can't because we're putting in our own work for our own, you know, because we want to do establish itselfella.com as a brand as well.
Absolutely. So one question, like, you know, outside of the whole family thing, because, you know, I'm still tripping off of that, ladies. I don't see how you guys are doing it, but I love it. But as a woman, as women out here doing your thing, do you find it to be, like, competitive, or do you find it to be not taken seriously because of you being a woman?
We feel, first and foremost, as being a woman in the entertainment industry,
mm-hmm.
you have to protect your tone and you need to put your foot down, because there are, you know, women who do just kind of step into the industry and kind of go all over the place with it. We have a mission, and that's what we're here to do and accomplish that. As far as competition, it's sad to say that still as women, you do have that competition, and we feel that it shouldn't be like that. If we see women doing their thing, we will salute them, take our hats, and say, you know, we're really proud of you. And we will even, you know, push your stuff so that people get to know more about what you have going on. So, you know, it's kind of like it's sad that women don't do that. But we do that. We push all women who are doing something positive.
Absolutely. And I respect that. And I love that about you, ladies. And from the time that I met you guys on Twitter, I was just like so in love. I'm like, love them, love them. And I said, I hope people don't think that Miss P is a psycho, because I show so much love on Twitter. You know, like, love you, big hugs, big kisses. And, you know, because I've gotten someone say, hey, no one ever said that to me before. What are you, some type of freak?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. They're like, we're even like that. You know what I mean? Like, when people first meet us, they're like, wow, mm-hmm. you guys are, you know, you're so approachable. We can talk to you. We feel comfortable. And we want people to feel like that. When you hear it's Bella, oh, I can definitely, you know, click with them. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So
here to support other women.
Absolutely, and I love it. And, you know, I just cut and paste your website into the chat room, so, you know, I have people asking about you. I also put your Twitter name there. But I want you to reiterate to all the listeners that are not in the chat room how they can connect with you.
They can follow us on Twitter at itselfbella. You can log on to our website, itselfbella.com, and on there you will see a tab, I should say, at the top. It'll tell you how to be featured on our site if you have some type of talent, and you can email us your product or what you do, and then we definitely will email you back. Even if we don't, we email everyone. We never ignore an email, so definitely hit us up. And the email, again, is itselfbella@gmail.com.
Absolutely. And again, ladies, I really appreciate And I'm going to have you guys follow back up with me on another show, because we're going to have like a woman powwow or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, I
absolutely.
Love the energy and I love what you're saying as far as like, yeah, women need to support each other. We definitely need to do a show on women need to support each other, period.
And we'll be glad to take part in that, most definitely.
Thank you so much, Tisha and Mimi, for being so awesome. And I'm definitely going to send some people that I think is amazing your way, and hopefully you guys will think the same about them.
Please do. We
Thank
just
you.
Opened our second season
yes.
for spring interviews, so please send them so we can get people up
and
log
right.
on to the site.
Yay! Okay, beautiful ladies, have an awesome night, and thank you so much for sharing your awesome information with us.
Thank you.
Have a blessed night.
You too, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yay! So that was Tisha and Mimi, and they're totally awesome. Again, it's Bella, and that's itselfbella. Reach out to them, and definitely, you know, Get in tune. Definitely get in tune with them. I love where they're coming from, and I love the fact that they're making you work for your position. you know, because everyone has to play their role and everyone has to work for their position, okay? So they're not charging, they're not doing any of that stuff. They're just basically letting you know that you have to, you know, have it together when you come to them, and I can respect that 100%. So our next speaker, I'm waiting for James Kessie. I don't know where he is. James, where are you? Where are you? But in the meantime and around time, I guess we can go forward. We're a little bit ahead of time right now, actually, and I'm a little bit surprised. So this is what I'm going to do. Just because we've been talking, I'm going to just play a song and look for James. This one is Hey Love by LaVert. So all those who missed my interview with LaVert, you know, they're awesome. Support them because, you know, since – you know, Sean and Gerald LaVert passed away, you know, people are not looking at the group the same way, but, you know, it's still LaVert. They're still singing great music, and, you know, they should be recognized as people that paved the way for all those artists that are out now. So I definitely am a big supporter of LaVert, too, and hopefully you guys will tune into them as well. In the meantime, in around town, Wildfire James, tune into Hey Love.
I think she likes me like a fresh pair of Nike. Says she liked the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around me, says she glad she found me. And she says she wanna take me home. Went there on the first night, cause she said it felt right. Says she never had it done before. So I wind up spending all of that weekend. Service on the first class flight, but she takes me there. Kiss that kid right, and I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there, keep it right there, keep it right there. I'ma let it go now, keep it right there, and I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said, what she said.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's Hey Love by Levert, and I can't locate James, so I'm a little saddened, but the show must go on. Okay, so I guess I'll use this window of opportunity to kind of just talk about my business, which is Mood Setters. For those that don't know, Mood Setters is actually my business. I haven't been really promoting it like that because I've been so engrossed on, you know, dealing with Intune Show that I've totally, like, put that to the side. But for all those that don't know, just to give you a little brief, you know, rundown of what I do with Mood Setters is basically I make all-natural bath and body essentials. Miss P doesn't use any soap out of the store. And I say that to say that, you know, there's so many other products, just like the food that we eat. A lot of us are worried about that, the calories and the things of that nature, but no one is really worried about what they put on their skin. That can also cause toxins and things of that nature in the skin. So basically, I only use all-natural products, period. Organic, all-natural, soy-based products. I use yogurt. So most of the things that we put into our bodies that are good for us are also things that we can use on our skin. And so I've been doing this since 2006, and it's an official business. And definitely for anyone who's interested in starting their own business as far as, you know, home-based businesses and stuff of that nature, it's a process that you have to go through, but at the same time is worth it, you know, because I have the opportunity to basically sell my things online. But, of course, there's taxes because the IRS is always after me to do my paperwork all the time, and I'm trying to stay on that, but I have an issue with it, but I'm definitely going to try to stay on that going forward. They always get at me as far as, like, your late fees. But anyway, you have the opportunity to be at home if you are the type of person that have to work from home, you know. You have the opportunity to do that. You have the opportunity to gain income from your talent and your skills, you know, and that's the most important thing of this nature, because a lot of us complain about, I don't have this, and I don't have that, and I don't have money, and this, and this, and that, and the third. But at the same time, we all are blessed with talent, and we all blessed with creativity. So I decided to take that creativity and that talent and turn it into revenue for myself, another source of revenue. So basically, I'm a licensed cosmetologist by trade first before I've done anything else in my life. So basically, that opened up the door for me to deal with products and mixing and mastering things of that nature. I took that business, I made it official, I got my tax ID, I pay my taxes, I have a vendor's ID, I have everything. So that enables me not only just to sell online, but to also go out to, like, street fairs, which I think is totally cool because you're surrounded by tons of people that don't know you from nowhere, or people that are not always on the internet or will come across your site, the opportunity to get to know about your business by you being out in a street fair. So I enjoy doing street fairs, and honestly, that's where I make the most of my revenue from being out there in the public, because I like to run my mouth, and I like to be seen if I'm in the street. So basically, you know, if anybody needs any insight or information or interested in, like, you know, what you need to do as far as, like, getting a vendor's license or getting your tax ID, or, you know, being certified as a business, you know, I'll have all the links. I'll tweet them to you. I'll do everything that you need to do, answer any questions that you guys need to have. But one thing and a good source that I found for myself is basically research. Research is definitely a good idea. And they have a ton of books for dummies. So not to call anyone a dummy per se, but definitely I'm oblivious to everything. And like I said to Ro earlier, you have to say things to me a million times for it to sink in. The books that you can go to any bookstore, Barnes & Nobles or Borders or whatever they have out there in your town, and basically buy a book for dummies on how to start your own home-based business. Buy a book, if it's basket making that you like to do, then buy a book on baskets. And if it's soaps, then buy a book on soaps. If it's candle making, whatever it is that you can do from home that's safe to sell to people, because you don't really want to bring products into your home and your home is not together. So you basically have to have that expected and things of that nature, because it has to be zoned. It's a whole process, but you definitely want to do something that you know that is sellable to people. Don't sell people nastiness, okay? Don't do that, because I'm not with that, but definitely sell things that people can buy. And, you know that it's sterile and it's clean and things of that nature. So, because you want people to treat you the same way. You, God forbid, you know, someone has a home-based business and they're not keeping their stuff tidy and their things in line and checked and then they're selling you something. You wouldn't like it, so you definitely have to think about that. If your place is not situated for a home-based business, then make the changes or don't have one. That's all I said. But there's definitely websites and stuff of that nature, and wherever you guys are located at, you can definitely look up, you know, your government wherever you are, or in your county or in your city, and just Google how do you start a home-based business or how do you start a small business and things of that nature, and a ton of information will come up. But if you guys are lazy like me and how I can be sometimes, just let me know, and I'll send you any and every link that I can find that's based in your hometown. Other than that, I'm just not going to talk you guys heads off about this. And, you know, I want you guys to also support. And I just want to go over, like, everybody's link to follow up again. I'm going to put Ro back on. Ro, are you with me?
Ro, all day.
Good. Awesome. So, you know, I just wanted to, you know, just break down again, like, just go over everyone that we had on the show tonight. It seemed like, you know, it was an early night, which is cool with me because, you know, one of our speakers is MIA, but I guess things happen, and, you know, I hope everything is well with James. Ken, starting with Ken. I don't know if you heard the beginning of, you know, the show, but Ken is awesome. Are you connected to him on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm connected to Ken and Ron, yes.
Yes, he's definitely an awesome speaker. I love him. And for all you guys that don't know, Ken is actually on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock on rockstarradionetwork.com. So definitely stay in tune with him. Look him up ASAP. Follow him ASAP. Stay in tune with him ASAP. And hopefully sometime in the future he can follow up with us again. He's an amazing speaker. His voice was captivating, I must say. I mean, really? I could listen to him talk all night. But unfortunately, we couldn't keep him all night. And for all those just tuning in, just to give you a little recap of what Ken does, he creates new ideas and strategies, technology. He develops, you know, strong emotional connections between companies and their customers to drive revenue. So look him up ASAP at Ken, KENHERRON, on Twitter. Okay, and again, Raylon wasn't able to come on, which is Smile Elementals. He wasn't able to come on tonight because of a personal matter, but you can definitely look him up if you want to follow him, and that's at RALANSMILECLTHN. Next speaker of the night was Miss Keisha Hunter, and she's awesome as well. And, you know, she's just doing any and everything that she can. I mean, a woman has like 99 hats, and, you know, I take off my hat to her. And some of those things that she's doing marketing, professional sales, record label, event planning, promotional social media, online advertisements, you name it, she's doing it. Okay, so you can definitely follow her at Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, the one, okay, on Twitter. Get in tune with her. Ro, the amazing Ro, Uptown 145, definitely get in tune with him at 145.com and at U-P-T-O-W-N 145 on Twitter. Stay connected. Amazing man. Love him. Also, Winter Star, get in touch with her. Like she says, she's an artist first, but she's definitely in tune to all the things for artists as far as, like, her online magazine. She's doing bios. She's creating proposals. She's helping people get it together. And she's definitely says she's a good person to come to. And she's willing to give information. And that's amazing to me. Everyone that we had here tonight is awesome and willing to give information to help, you know, somebody get to the next level. So definitely follow her at WYNSONGBYRD. Okay, and her email is theexponent, and that's theexponent1@gmail.com. So definitely look her up and get in tune with her. Lady Twinkles at Central Reconstructions. Her follow is at LadyTwinkles69. So anyone who's interested in being, you know, home not even interested in being home. I should take that back. Just interested in making some extra money. And, you know, and you're open to, you know, the things that Lady Twinkle was into, then definitely hit her up and get connected to her. Unfortunately, Jane Kesey, he had some information for our artists out there as far as, like, how to copyright your music and things of that nature. I really can't get into it with you guys because I really didn't do any research on it. But I'm sure that it's okay if you had any questions for him to look him up at James, JamesKesseE. And his website is James Kesey, and it's JamesKesseE.com. Look him up and, you know, ask him any questions that you have in regarding the music. As far as Tisha and Mimi is concerned, again, their website is itsbellebella.com. Look them up. They're definitely having amazing talents come up and, you know, showcase their talents on their website. And, again, they just want you guys to know that they'll go over the information that you submit. And, you know, if you up to par with everything that they're looking for, which I don't blame them, they're going to showcase you on their website. So get up with them and let's see what happens. So, you know, again, I have no words for tonight. Tonight was really an awesome night. What do you think, Ro?
I think it was a good night. And I just want to let people know that you have to let these people know, like, when you network, doesn't mean that people are going to purchase what's on your site. What you're doing is you're getting people to log on to your site more. Maybe, hopefully, they will start purchasing. So, you know, you have to, I guess, marketing, I'm not really familiar with marketing. We all do just a little bit of marketing as far as advertising. It's almost the same thing as far as putting your network, your website on networks or social networks or whatever you do. But I'm just going to suggest, like, the little ins and outs, like print your network on a flyer. When you go to the supermarket, put it down in that little basket with all the rest of the flyers. People, you know, you got to learn how to do the little things too. You know, social media, social networking is fine, but when you go, like, to the liquor store, they have these little, everybody got their little cards there to the parties. And so, you know, this is what I do too. I promote my website this way too. Supermarket, Jerk Hut, you know, certain places where I go eat at a lot. I put it down there. Anywhere. Basically, you know, I just also want to put a plug in for my grandfather who just finished writing his book. Nobody is Nobody. You know, I'm networking right now with y'all. You know, he's on Amazon.com. He's a minister. The Story of a Harlem Ministry, Hard at Work to Change America, Volume 1. It's on paperback on Amazon.com. Go out there and read this book, everybody. But just the little things that count. You go to the car wash, they got all these little pieces of paper there. Put your website there. Print your flyer out, just like I did for this show right here. I put it at my job on this bulletin board. But people have to understand that networking doesn't mean they're going to get significant business. It means that we'll come to your website, and hopefully your business will prosper more.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, everyone has to take the initiative to, you know, put themselves out there on some level. Nothing is just going to fall in your lap. Nothing. You know, even people that they tell these stories from the old countries and they be like, oh, I came here to America with $1 and I turned it into $1 trillion. You know, everyone has a story, but that $1 that they came to America with, they utilized it, they pushed it to the limit in order to turn it into $1 trillion. So every one of us have the ability. And if you don't even have the know-how, there's resources. We just have to seek those resources out. The only thing that I can say that I'm blessed with, and it took some time to get to that degree, it took a long time, actually, not some time, it took a long time, is to touch bases with people like yourself, people like Ken, people like Keisha, people like Tisha and Mimi, people like Winter, people like Lady G, and on and on and on. The list goes on. But it takes a long time. You got to go through 1,000,001 people before you can have one person that you can definitely use as a resource, and they can use you as a resource. It's work in progress. So you have to put the legwork in. You have to assert yourself in order to get where you need to be at in life. And I don't care, honestly, guys, like, if I don't have $1 million in my bank account. Like, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for people. I'm here for people, and I do what I do on the regular for the love and the passion and the empowerment to see another person smile, to see another person to see that something. That makes me happy. This is why I do what I do. It's not about me making $1 million. It's about the community coming together and realizing that we are here together, and why belittle one another? Why take away from each other when we is power in numbers? I can't do this by myself, and I refuse to do it by myself. I'm not going to do it. When there's so many people out here that are looking for resources and sources, we just have to be able to give the people what they need. And it may take some time to get those people who want to listen. But at the same time, I'm going to keep on digging and digging and digging until I touch as many people as I can before I leave this earth. And that's what it's about to me. So getting in tune is much deeper than, hey, I'm doing this show because I want to get on the show and talk crap all day, or I want to play music, or I want to be seen. It's not about that. I don't have 50 million pictures all over the place. I'm not trying to showcase myself like that. It's about people. That's it. So I'm blessed at this point, and I feel honored to freaking have, you know, you, to have the supporters, to have Ken, to have everybody that's amazing to me right now, because I feel like I have $1 million right now, and I don't, if you get it. And I don't, guys. I really don't. But it's okay, because at the end of the night, like, I can go to bed happy about what I did in my day, and that's have this show with great people, have this show with great supporters, have this show for people who's tuning in for the first time. I hope it's not your last. Because this is what it's about, like opening your mind, opening your heart, and receiving something, okay? It's not about me, and it's not about you. It's about us coming together to make a difference, period. So like Rose said, guys, you know, take the initiative to do something for yourself, and don't wait for it to fall into your lap, because you'll be waiting your entire life. Sitting around hoping is not going to put food on your table. Hope means nothing. It's the actions that we take that means everything, okay? I'm not spending the rest of my life hoping, guys, and I hope you're not either, or wishing. Wish, wish, wish all day. What does it bring you? I wish this will happen. No. I hope this will happen. No. Make it happen, period. So with that being said, guys, thank you for being awesome. Thank you for staying in tune to the Intune Show. And I appreciate you all. From the bottom of my heart. I'm sorry, Ro?
Can I just say something real quick?
Sure you can.
I just want to let everybody know that, you know, goals are what we set upon ourselves. Dreams are what we envision.
Mm-hmm.
In order to make things happen, we always have to take the first step to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. You said a mouthful. You really have said a mouthful. Guys, I can't do this without you. I can't. So stay in tune. Thank you to each and everybody that took the time to be a part of this program tonight. Thank you for everyone who tunes in. And thank you for everyone who will tune in later on demand, because this show will be on demand. And Ken just tweeted me, from what I see, you know, how to put my stuff on iTunes officially. So, guys, look for that soon, okay? Other than that, it's nothing but love for your babies. And I love you too, Ro. And, you know, I love everyone. Y'all should know that by now. Thank you for tuning in to the Intune Show. You guys have a wonderful rest of the weekend. And thank you for all that you do and all that you are and all that you mean to me. And that's everything. Have a good night, babies. Good night, Ro.
Good night.
Good night, guys. And for all those that know that I have to leave on my intro song. So shout out to C-Dash About Cash from my intro song. Here we go, making my exit. Have a good night, babies. Oh, and by the way, tune in on Tuesday at 6 p.m. I'm going to be interviewing Mark Walker from CNC Music Factory. Y'all remember that group, okay, with Freedom, what is it, Freedom Williams. Yeah, definitely. Tune in, guys. See you later.
I'm in town. I'm in town. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in town. I'm in town. I'm in town. rappers.